Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again, Saturday night, after a jolly bout of COVID. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, we seem to be better now, which is good, and looking forward to Christmas after the joys of the London Jazz Festival. It is, of course, jumping in the best and modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris, and yes, you can keep that to yourself. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome along to this week's show, and whilst the dust has yet to settle from a terrific visit to LJF, we're still working our way through a mountain of new releases, which with the year-end opposing, fast raises the age-old question. Do artists releasing their albums in the autumn do themselves a disservice, as many of the print best of year selections have already gone to press, including Jazzwise, and these late arrivals run the risk of being too early for next year's lists and too late for this? Well, fear not, we'll be selecting our own favourites for the first couple of shows of the new year when we get there. But for now, we've got plenty of great music to fit in first. So, H, as we start December, what CDs will be making their way into jazz-loving family members' stockings? No hints there. And what may well be left under the tree?
Don't think I'd bother with your stocking, really. You've got them all anyway. Well, tell you what, a new name on me, which I picked up while I was down at LJF, still ringing in my ears, Mathieu Clément, coming home. Check him out. Indeed, Emma Ravitz, we're going to line her up for the new year. We couldn't get an interview while she was there. Just too busy, a lot of them were. But I did have a chat with her and about her first album as well, Incantation, which is pretty fine. Obviously, Chroma is the one she's plugging now. And if you've been looking towards 2024, you'll have noticed in a lot of jazz publications, it is the 100th. Anniversary of the great Duke Ellington.
And from me, we flutter, we roll, we look out, and to get things going, we look ahead, not to next year, but ahead by a century with the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
ahead by a century from Canadian trumpet composer, arranger and band leader Daniel Herzog. The album's called Open Spaces, Folk Songs Reimagined, and whilst there's a good selection of traditional folk songs here, we also have some from Bob Dylan and Gordon Lightfoot songs, given the expansive treatment from Herzog, whose style, I think you agree, is probably very cinematic, perhaps influenced by the vast expanses and scale of the Canadian landscapes. His first big band album, A Night Devoid of Stars, was very much modelled on the voicings of Gil Evans, who, along with Maria Schneider, I think have obviously influenced his writing. Trumpeter Brad Turner and saxophonist Noah Preminger guest, as indeed they did on the first album, with additional colours provided by guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. And whilst it's a bit of a slow burner, Open Spaces, I think, bears rewards with repeated listening.
It does indeed. Wonderful stuff. Enjoy that. And a good modern big band sound with, you know, some freer sections and some great swinging, driving sections as well, which is, pretty much ticks all the boxes in my book. Right, London Jazz Festival, been and gone for another year. Would you believe it? It's gone like a flash, as they say, rather like Christmas, which is forthcoming. However, we did catch some wonderful stuff. Interview-wise, you know, it's a bit like sort of apple trees. One year you get a wonderful crop and the next year you hardly get a crop at all. This year was a bit of a fallow one, and that try as we might, we spoke to lots of artists, but they were all busy, zooming off onto other gigs, etc. No one could actually do gigs at the time, but they were all happy to do gigs at a future time, which probably means lining up a Zoomer.
Interviews rather than gigs.
Interviews, yes. Indeed, after their gigs. Emma Ravitz being one in case. We saw her in a wonderful intimate set with Gwilym Simcock, just a duo in the Pizza Express, and we did have a chat with her afterwards. Very nice she is too, and always her mum's a great supporter, was in the audience sitting just behind us when we didn't get our pizza, but that's another story. yes, promoting. She is hoping to record with Gwilym, she says, next year at some stage, when she's got the money and it's all sorted out. Nothing done yet, although they've got the music. But of course, she has been celebrating the release of Chroma, and she is now a signed ACT artist, which she's delighted about. But her previous album, I know we've featured a track way back on the programme here, from her album Incantation, was a cracker as well, and she was selling real physical copies of that while we were there. So we picked up one to check that out. In the real format, as they say. It's good stuff. It's not. It's with her working band at the time, not the duo, although hopefully in 2024 we'll see a recording on ACT with Gwilym and Emma. But from her first album, Incantation, this is Omen. Thank you. Very nice indeed. It sort of reminds me a little bit of that sort of vocalese singing, which is done by Emma herself, I think, on that one. Reminds me, I don't know, it reminds me of a little bit of, is it National Health or something along those lines? I don't really know at times. Emma Ravitz, in any case, from her first album, her debut album, I believe, Incantation. And like I said, now signed up to the German ACT label, much to her delight. Emma on tenor sax, she also plays soprano, flute, vocals, as we heard there, and composed all the music. Ant Law, wonderful chap. We had a chat with him and broadcast that, I think, earlier this year. On guitar, Scotty Thompson, piano, Hugo Piper, bass, and another man we saw leading a big band, but not from the drums, just actually conducting a big band, Finn Gnocchi, on drums and percussion. We thought he was going to be playing drums, so he literally was just conducting the orchestra. We saw him at the LJF, another interesting character. I'm still trying to work out whether he's Liam Gnocchi's son or not. There can't be that many Gnocchis in jazz, so you think he might be, but I had a quick look online. I couldn't actually ascertain that for certain one way or another. A very talented chap, though, in any case, as indeed is Emma, and like I said, we will be talking to her hopefully in the first month or two of 2024. And like I said, if you want to check out her latest, it's Chroma and it's on ACT.
Interestingly, talking about that gig with the big band, we saw two big bands back to back there. One, yeah, which was made up of students and tutors, and the second one with Finn was in fact the Nigel
collective or something.
So Nigel and then this other collective made up of students and teachers, some great soloists in there too, but they were playing largely the music of Nucleus in celebration of Ian Carr's life.
Wonderful stuff.
And fascinating to hear just how modern it still sounds today. And in fact, Nikki Yeo had a long chat with us, and we'll probably have a talk with her as well. Next for me, another super trio of sorts, which a number of the band were at the festival. We didn't get to see this gig, but it's made up of seasoned veterans. They don't really need to use fireworks to make their presence felt, as this warm and enveloping ballad proves. Here's Butterfly. Thank you. very hygge, as I think the Danish say, like being wrapped in a warm blanket. A lovely ballad there, Butterfly from Bridges, a new release from pianist Kevin Hayes, along with bassist Ben Street and master drummer Billy Hart, who at 82 still sounds as fresh and inventive as ever, and in fact is touring with the Masters at the moment, and also touring with his trio. All leaders in their own right, all three have made their Smoke Sessions debut together with All Things Are back in 2021. Bridges is a perfect example of a genre, and it's a pleasure from start to finish, with the obvious joy the ensemble find in each other's company, I think is, as you heard, reflected in the music. Perfect companion for a late evening and a nice glass of something. Bridges is out now on Smoke Sessions label.
Yeah, nice glass or something. Excellent idea. You're listening to Jump In, Chris and myself, H, with you through until the top of the hour. Now, if you're a jazz aficionado, or even not, if you've been looking at any jazz periodicals, such as Jazzwise, possibly the best known in the UK, you'll have noticed as they come to their January-February issue, who is on the front cover? Not a new Turk, as they say, but Duke Ellington. The Duke is 100. It's his 100th anniversary. Not around, of course, sadly, anymore. His music most certainly is, though, and I think that saying you just said there, fresh and inventive, even right to the end, well, you could apply that absolutely to the Duke, who's always fresh, inventive, trying new things, none more so, perhaps, than he went into the studio in the 1960s with then-relatively young Turks, Charlie Mingus and Max Roach, record this album for Blue Note, Money Jungle. I remember the first time I've heard it. I was blown away then, still am now. Let's hear Very Special. We'll be right back. riff at the end there from Max Roach on the drums. Very special. The third track in on the Money Jungle album, recorded by Duke Ellington back in, I think it was 63 that was recorded, if memory serves correct. Duke on piano, of course. Max Roach at the drums. Charlie Mingus at the bass, and as I say, the 38th year of Duke's recording career that was recorded. And yes, he mixes in everything, really. I can't do anything better than quote a bit of George Vean from the original liner notes, saying, "Ellington displays the scope of four decades of musical experience, adroitly mixing the most advanced harmonic chords, a touch of stride piano, and Ellingtonia of the 30s and 40s. Mingus and Roach know their Ellington. They all perform as if this were a trio of long-standing." It wasn't. They just all went into the studio virtually on the day, I think. But they add through their distinctive musical personalities a dimension never heard before in Duke's playing. It makes this one of the greatest piano trio recordings in jazz history. I'm not going to disagree with that. Like I said, it still sounds absolutely wonderful now. And I remember getting it for the first time and hearing it. We bought it for the old maestro, for Jim. It was, I think, the first ever CD he had when the CD was a brand new thing in the 80s. And I think Mum got him a CD player. We didn't have any CDs, so we went out and found that in the old CD centre, now long gone, down in Douglas. And they had a copy on CD of Money Jungle. I thought, well, that'll do. Duke Ellington, he'll like that. And wonderful stuff.
We all got a copy, or probably more than one copy, afterward, it must be said. And if you don't have any of Duke's music, of course, you can listen all the way back to his early days, which was sounding pretty strict swing through the fantastic suites of the 60s.
Oh, wonderful.
Which sound modern as anything today. If you haven't got any Duke, incidentally, you've probably stumbled on this show by mistake.
we'll no doubt, by the way.
I think
we'll...
he still holds the record for the most published compositions.
He does,
over,
I think,
3,000 published songs.
And we've got to do a Duke special in 2024, early doors.
Absolutely.
In the first
Everybody
couple of months.
Has played one of his tunes. And now for something, as they say, completely different. Norwegian saxophonist André Rulligaten, or Rulligaten, has been featured on the show before as a composer and arranger with drummer Gard Nielsen's Supersonic Orchestra, and he's also a member of Nielsen's Acoustic Unity Trio. But here things take a decidedly different turn. The press release suggests we imagine that Sonny Rollins and Egberto Gismonti met on the beach at a yoga retreat in Hawaii and decided to make an album together. See what you think. Here they are with Sonny River. Very, very nice indeed. Sunny River from Marbles, a new release from André Roligetten and his band. The kernel for this band came from a commission to write a piece for the 2021 Trondheim Jazz Festival. There's another one we haven't been to. And although the core rhythm section of Jean-Rune Strum on bass and Gard Nielsen on the drums remained, the keyboards were replaced by Johan Lindstrom on pedal steel guitar and Matthias Stahl on vibraphone, which I think gives the band its own unique sound. Quirky and perhaps not for everyone, but I really enjoyed it all the way through, and very much thanks to Jim Johnston for sending us a copy. Marbles is out now on the Odin label.
Yeah, there's all some great stuff on the Odin label. This one, a new player, I do not know, on the Sagam label, I believe it is, by the Culture LX, which I've heard before. An artist called Mathieu Clément, a drummer, a young French drummer, I believe, and much more than that, I can't really tell you, but let's have a listen in any case. Here's the opening album, the opening track on the album, called, and I don't know whether it's true or not, Five Children.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, good stuff indeed. Be listening to more of that over the coming weeks, I must admit, and hearing a bit more of that music. Mathieu Clement, Coming Home. As I say, a new name to me, not maybe to one of Jumpin' In's major number one fans who happens to live in Luxembourg, because Mathieu Clement was born in Luxembourg and might well still play there quite a bit on the circuit there. Not that long ago, 2001, learnt the drums and vibraphone at the age of 7. Good start. And in 2019, he entered the Hochschule für Musik und Tanz Köln, where his current teachers, I'm told, looking at the site, is Jonas Bergwinkler and Robert Lanfermann. He's also been a member of the Jugend Jans Orchestra, so the jazz youth orchestra in Germany or in Luxembourg, and also had lessons with the great American drummer Greg Hutchinson. And in February 2022, he recorded his debut album at the Loft in Köln. He also plays concert at the Philharmonie de Luxembourg. So I'm sure Jeff will probably think, yes, of course. Often have a pint with him after a gig there. Who knows? Good stuff in any case. I'll check that out. Better mention the rest of the band. Jacob Bench on trumpet. Matthias Schrieffel on trumpet as well. Victor Fox, tenor sax. Adrian Gallet on tenor sax. Leon Attery on piano. Jan Blixlager on bass. And Mathieu Clement on drums and vibes. And yeah, I'll be catching up more of that. Very nice sound indeed.
Very nice indeed. Well, that's just about it for this week. We've got time to squeeze in a track from Sri Lankan-born multi-instrumentalist Radhika Dasaram. Born into a family of classical musicians, she came to London with her family aged 5, studied piano and violin at the Primary and Junior Royal Academy, gained 2 further scholarships, and whilst on the second one at Wells Cathedral School, her interest in jazz developed. And for this debut release, she sticks to electric bass guitar. And she's gathered together some fine players for the music too, reflecting folk melodies from Sri Lanka, melded with jazz. Here's Adala, featuring Zenya Strigalev on sax, Rodion Grishenko on guitar, and Gary Bagdasarian at the drums. See you next week there. Dodgy pronunciations, we'll save till later.
Oh, far too dangerous.
See you next week.
Cheerio. Thank you.
Bye.